which one I want to go to. But you understand the German connection in both. Is this in your family?
It's not in my family. It's maybe a guide.
A guide. Right. But let me come back here. Because, and what's the name Adolf mean to you?
I just see her name, a guy named Adolf.
You're seeing him?
Yeah.
What, a boyfriend?
No.
Oh.
Only, you know, as a guy.
Oh, as a guy, right. So, okay, then that's a big, big concern for you. But as you know, I wouldn't normally confirm that, so you have to find out and make sure it's your. So I'll leave that with it. But anyway, we'll come back to you in a moment. But is your father here?
No.
There's a gentleman coming in that had a heart problem.
Maybe my grandson.
Because I know he'd come here before me.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to come away there for it. So it's only the one German connection I have, really. Any more ex-Nazis here tonight? but anyway, I'll tell you a little story first. When the bombs used to come over during the war, they used to call them in England, London, doodlebugs. Because they used to come over, stop over London, and then they'd go, very silent until they hit. When I used to say to my mum when I was little, where do I come from? And she said, you was dropped from a doodle bug. So I've always spoken German. But anyway, but anyway, I know that gentleman that comes to say hello. And I also felt, once again, a good mind on this gentleman. Also, a man of the earth, a man of the land. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And I feel that I would love that nature. But you do also, don't you?
Yeah.
A part of nature.
Yeah.
And I would say that once again, I'm seeing you in front of a computer for some reason.
Yeah.
And I know that you do design or whatever it may be.
No.
But you can do, can't you?
I'm not sure. I'm not trying.
I do, because I'm telling you.
Okay.
So I'd say to you that it may not be what it seems to do design on computers. It would be to design for life.
Okay.
And I feel I have a life change there for you.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Because do you have plenty of money?
Do I have?
Plenty of money.
No.
Do you want some?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll see if I can get some.
Thank you.
Do you want a job? But anyway, I know that I've just seen this thing to do with money. And I would say to you, before you make any drastic changes in your life, make sure that you are financially secure.
Yeah.
Because it seems to be what your grandfather was making you aware of, that he was a man that planned for the future for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
But made sure, not great money, do you understand?
Yeah.
But I could have had a little house or a farm, whatever it may have been. And I know that they were people that lived off the land, or should we say, what they worked at.
Yeah.
There was no sort of money coming through the family. And I feel that some of their things, there's a watch that should link around there, that should be there too. There's also cigarettes there somewhere, so I know we have people that smoke.
Yeah.
There's also a religious belief there too.
Okay.
So I'm aware of the Christian background, and I feel that I'm aware of hearing those old-fashioned hymns.
Yeah.
So I know that I'm just aware of that being made for me too. But I don't know if you like singing these hymns as well.
No, I don't think so, no.
Do you want to sing?
Maybe, yeah.
Should we sing Dancing Queen together?
Dancing Queen together, yeah.
But anyway,
yeah.
I know that as they're talking to us, I do feel the joy that comes from this man to say to you that everything will work out for you. It seems to be that I want to make these alterations to my life changes, but it's too soon.
Okay.
The thing that stops man from me.
Okay.
And I feel that in your work, as if you work in an office or something,
yeah.
Because I'm seeing. And I'm saying that while you're fed up. But it's boring, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I feel it seems the whole thing going on, treading with water, and so we're moving on. But I would say that you will do, but we're at the beginning, and I feel we have to make plans about doing things.
Yeah.
Now, I spoke to them about a bakery. Would you understand that?
No.
Still getting this bakery for some reason.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a bakery here? Oh, she remembers that. There's a term that comes to mind, I can't say the second word, but the first one is spiteful. But anyway, take the bakery. I don't know if you like sweet things at all, but once again, coming back to that. And I know that I'm going to say that to you, that although things sometimes look a bit difficult, I would say it will be a sweet change of life for you.
Okay.
And I don't know if you do like reading.
Yeah.
Because I've got these books.
Yeah.
And there is a film called Sweet Bird of Youth.
Mm-hmm.
A woman called Geraldine, used to play in the film. But have you been to California yet?
No.
Because I would say, look at where there's some contact with California. I still want to go to Australia somewhere. Have you been there?
No.
But who's been to Australia here? Or wants to go there? Australia. Come on. I'll come with you. Something about, have you been there? Right. Australia. New Zealand. Australia. Is that you again? Oh, right. It will happen. But anyway, as I say, there's changes there. Once again, it's this learning procedure that we have there for you. And I would say that is what we have to concentrate on, because it seems to me that as I begin to concentrate on life, or spiritual life, should I say, remember that you've got a physical life also.
Yeah.
And whether you've been having your head up in the clouds a little bit,
yeah,
and being too spiritual, our granddad and grandmother want to pull you back down to earth.
Okay.
And say, okay, it's fine to be spiritual, but you also have got to live life. And I don't know if you've been a little bit airy-fairy.
What does that mean?
I mean, oh, no, spiritual.
Probably, yeah. I'm not sure.
See, and people make a mistake.
Yeah.
And I want to say to you right at the beginning, do not make that mistake.
Mm.
To be spiritual is not just to know about spiritual things, but it's to live it. It's about caring, compassion, love. That's spiritual, not just learning about it.
Okay.
It's about doing it. And you can do that in your physical life.
Mm.
That is where you learn lessons that will enable you to go on to work with spirit in that way. So don't be up there. I know you're a bit tall, but I want to keep your feet firmly on the ground.
Okay.
And I would say to you, now that you're hearing this from your loved one,
yeah,
I would say that it will get stronger and stronger for you, where that you will go on, once again, these learning lessons, and I would say that is what you really need, grounding and going forward, and eventually it will happen for you.
Okay.
I don't think George in any way means anything.
Georgie.
Eh?
Georgie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm just aware of that name.
Yeah.
So I thought it should link around you, whether this is friendship or whatever. I know I'm just hearing that a name there with you. And I get the word invitation. Have you been invited somewhere?
Yes, by Georgie.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it a woman?
Yeah.
Right. Do you like that?
Yeah. She's a nice woman, yeah.
Anyway, but I would say, I get the word invitation,
yeah,
and I feel I want to say to accept it.
Okay.
So, although there will be people saying, oh, don't do this, you find out for yourself. Because I know that when I get that name, the invitation, I would say, that's a little bit okay. But also, you will learn something, not about her, but about yourself.
Okay.
Which I feel will be most important then for you too.
Okay.
So, new experiences, which I would like. It's great to have new experiences.
Yeah.
And remember, don't get stuck in the mud.
How?
With knowledge.
Okay.
As you grow, it should evolve every year and get different.
Okay.
And I feel that sometimes when you get a belief, it stays with you.
Yeah.
It should always evolve. Darwin's theory, but always moving on with evolving. And through knowledge and learning things,
yeah,
then you'll find that your whole mind experience new things.
Okay.
It looks good.
Okay.
Now, someone just put an old penny there in front of me.
Yeah.
Did someone just collect coins at one time?
I don't know.
Just these old coins.
Yeah.
That I'm seeing.
Yeah.
So, if it is a German man, then it would be a penny, but it's not a penny.
Okay.
I just like to look at it for you.
Okay.
So, old coins to me, sometimes when you rub this old thing, it turns to silver.
Okay.
And I thought that's what I want to say to you. New things happen there for you. My grandfather and grandmother are there trying to help you. Also, when we talk a little bit, there's a name of Inga or Ingrid. This name should be around somewhere too. I feel I want to hear that name.
Yeah.
And I know we talk about that as well. This Holbeck meaning to you. Holbeck. Holbeck.
Holbeck.
Because I know I want to be around there.
Yeah.
And I know that also I want to go where Hamlet was.
Yeah.
What is that?
Kronborg Castle.
But what does that mean to you?
I was growing up in that city.
Oh, right. Yeah. Because I know that I'm just going to where Hamlet was.
Yeah.
I don't know if you like Shakespeare or not.
Yeah.
It's boring, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to do the modern version with
yeah,
Leonardo and all that. Anyway, I know that I'm just aware of saying to you those tragedies of Shakespeare, remember, life is not a tragedy. You have two choices in life, to be happy or unhappy.
Okay.
It's thrown away the unhappy, now it's about being happy. Okay. Be yourself. I want to grow your hair, I want to pierce your ear, I want to put a tattoo on your bottom of the nose,
okay.
And I'm saying to you, I feel there are a change. And it's as though I'm hearing that Bob Dylan song, Times Are a Change.
Okay.
And I would say that to you. That I love Times Are a Change.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, my, I've got a little house for us.